Welcome to the Wide for the Win podcast. Our goal at Wide for the Win is to help authors grow publishing success across multiple platforms and formats through education, training, support, and community. If you're interested in reaching readers around the world, diversifying your income as an author, and exploring the freedom of living a truly indie author life, you've come to the right place. This episode is sponsored by the Wide for the Win Bookshop, which you can find over at wideforthewin.com. Just look for the link at the top of the page. Purchasing books for writers from this bookshop helps support the Wide for the Win community. And again, you can find that at wideforthewin.com. Hi, Virginie. Welcome to the Wide for the Win podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's exciting to talk to you. So before we get into the new announcement, the exciting new platform that you're announcing, let's talk a little bit about BookSprout. What's the history of BookSprout and what is BookSprout for those who aren't lucky enough to know about it yet?
Yeah, so BookSprout is kind of old actually by now. I don't remember when we launched exactly, but it's been almost a good 10 years that we've been doing what we've been doing. Yeah.
Wow.
So BookSprout is a review platform. So you can get reviews on different platforms like Amazon, Goodreads, BookBub, Kobo, Google, like wherever you can sell books and have reviews. Like, so you can put your book on the platform. We distribute it to like our community of readers. You can also run like private review campaigns if you want to your own community. So we like handle the whole process of getting the ebook to a reader and then like making sure that they actually like end up reviewing. Okay. So yeah, that's what BookSprout.
So that's sort of and I can do it as a public thing where anyone who likes to read this genre can potentially find my book and read it and then leave a review. Or like you said, a targeted campaign for private group of people that I designate.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're like a newer author and you're trying to find new readers, like we have like a big database of readers who are checking the site like pretty much every day or like quite frequently. So yeah, they can discover your book because like they'll search the website based by genres, based on like how many days they have to like read. So like if they want a book that they can review in like 2 weeks, then they can like change the search filters to find exactly like what they're looking for. But you can also like manage more like private art communities, so you can like have people be into your art team, and then like we'll email them, then they can claim the book, and like it's all private. So it can really help like speed up that process if you are an author who's been doing this for longer and you have like your community. So we do handle that too.
I love that. So I want to get into it. Does this require making the book available for free to these readers, or is this like a discounted platform? So
it needs to be free, like in exchange for a review. Like that's the deal that we have with our readers. So yeah, you just provide us the ebook file and we'll distribute it to the readers. We don't handle any print though. So yeah.
Okay. And so I guess, and that's where potentially if I want an ARC team to only go to a specific group of people and keep it private, we can do that. So let's talk about this, because I think we know the answer, but it's always good for authors who aren't familiar, is that value of actually having reviews, but not just reviews, but recent reviews. So as I'm an author, for example, I had a book come out 10 years ago and it's got enough reviews, I'm happy, but I don't really have anything in the last 6 to 9 months. Does that affect the way people buy books?
I don't have like exact numbers on that, but for sure, like keeping a book fresh with reviews will like always look better for Amazon and like these other platforms than like a book that hasn't had any activity for a while. Amazon is pretty like known for keeping all this stuff really hidden, so I don't have like exact like science on this, but I would imagine that like having books with fresh reviews works, and like BookSprout can be used for books that are new releases, but also for like your back catalog. So yeah, if you want to get like some reviews on some older books, you can definitely like put them on BookSprout. And like You can also rerun a campaign. So it's not because like you run one now, like a review campaign, get maybe like five people who download it, and that you can run it in another month and get like an extra five people in a month. So you can definitely like build that readership and those reviewers over time. Yeah.
Awesome. So what's the cost structure for an author whose interest says, "Oh my God, this sounds great. I want to take advantage of it." How does that work? Is it subscription based? Is it campaign based? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're subscription based. You pay monthly, if or yearly if you're interested in that. But yeah, so it's a subscription. You can downgrade at any time. Like if you want to go to the if you don't have any book that you want to get reviews on, you can downgrade at any time to our free plan. It's kind of a, like just a management plan where you can keep track of, you know, the people who have already claimed your book and are going to leave a review. If you want to just like manage like the books on your account, like you can do that on the free plan. You just can't get any new reviewers on the, you need a subscription for that. But then after that, we have plans at $9, $19, and $29 a month. You know, the $9 a month plan is more for like newer, well, not necessarily newer authors, but newer to Booksprout authors. It's always good to like maybe start on the lower tier plan, test out the platform, see how it does, and then upgrade to the bigger plans like once you see the need for them.
Right.
On the $19 a month plan, you can do audiobook reviews, and
Oh.
on the best-selling author plan, the $29 a month one, you can do endless review campaigns, which like can just run forever. You say like, I want the review like 7 or 10 days after the download, and like that campaign can just like exist on Booksprout, so you can send that out to like your newsletter or like in the back of the book or like have it in there so that you constantly get this like endless stream of reviewers.
Wow. Okay, cool. So I imagine then that on the other end, you guys, Booksprout has done the hard work of curating a community of people who actually leave reviews. I know, because most people don't leave reviews, right? So you've actually found people that leave reviews. Whoa. And so they have to kind of prove themselves to get in there. Like, hey, I'm review books, or they get kicked out if they abuse the privilege, or how does that work?
Our platform is pretty like open in terms of like we don't do any upfront, like we don't approve accounts or anything like that. Like people can sign up, but there are like, well, not guidelines, but guardrails, maybe I should say. So like a new reader cannot download like unlimited ARCs. Like they are limited to like 3 per week, I think. And then
Okay.
they have to actually like leave a review and like complete a review campaign before they can have more books. So we have these guardrails in place so that someone cannot like come to the platform, download everything, and just like not leave a review. And then
Okay.
also like if you've downloaded like a book and then I haven't reviewed it in like a month, so you have like 30 overdue days that we call, and like the more overdue days you have, then like at some point you get blocked and you can't download
Right.
any more books. Like if you leave your review and then you're free to keep downloading, it's just you can't have those overdue days. So we do have a few things like that to prevent like readers from
Wow.
basically like not leaving their reviews or just abusing the system, I guess.
So this sounds, I mean, I'm looking at this not from the author perspective. I'm going to spin it and look at it from the reader perspective that, whoa, this is an amazing platform. All I have to do to discover some great books out there, new authors, is just have to review them, right?
And like it's free books, so it's a really great deal for the readers. Just one thing to note is that like they're not required to review like ever, because like platforms like Amazon and stuff, like they're really like they find that really important. Like they want unbiased reviews, which means that sometimes like a person doesn't want to review, like you can withdraw from a review campaign. We see that more often with like people who would rate a book like 1 or 2 stars because they didn't enjoy it, so they
Yeah, I'd
can
rather say
withdraw
nothing.
from a review campaign. And like we monitor those too, like if someone has too many withdrawals, then we may like limit their account. But yeah, so like I like an author shouldn't expect like 100% review rate from Booksprout, because we don't like force anybody to review, but we do have like guardrails in place to like make sure that you get the most out of the platform and the readers who are downloading books. So.
And I'm willing to believe without looking at stats, but just based on the way that this works and the systems and the way that you put the guardrails in place, that in the regular world, every 100 sales of a book may lead to like one or two reviews. But if there were 100 Booksprout people, chances are you're going to get maybe 20, 30, you know what I mean? You're gonna get a higher percentage of actual results, I imagine.
We have the percentage on the website actually.
Oh wow, see, look at that.
Yeah,
You
like so
really
if you
got
go
it
to the
there.
homepage of Booksprout, you'll see like the average review rate is over 75% at the moment. And
Seventy-five percent.
this is not just like I put that number in there. It's actually like the developers like it updates automatically based on what happens on Booksprout. So like it really takes like all the books and like averages out the review rate. And it's 75%, yeah.
Wow. Cool. So for example, let's say an author wants to just try it out and they're really nervous and they don't have a lot of money. So they go with a $9.99 a month plan and they just try it for a month. Is that something that you've seen people tried that and then based on their success, they, ooh, I'm gonna keep doing this. Like I'll renew and I'll, or did you have to do a full year at a time? How does that work?
I find that it works best if you use it for a bit longer. We do have like a 30-day money back guarantee. So like if in your first month you find that you really didn't get the experience that you wanted, just email us. We can refund your payment. That's not an issue. But yeah, we do find that the longer people use it, the better the experience is.
Right.
Of course, also like the better your book is packaged, like if you've made sure that you've got a professional cover, a like blurb that converts, like if your book in itself tends to resonate with your community, like it can do better on Booksprout.
Right.
We know some genres are more effective on Booksprout too, like romance is pretty big at the moment. We're trying to like build those other communities, but
Right.
like I know nonfiction is hit or miss. Like it can either like get quite a few downloads or not really. So you can test it out, see how it does for you.
Right.
Also, I would say like feel free to run more than one review campaign. Like sometimes people put like the book just once, and they don't get any traction on it. But like you can have it because the thing with Booksprout is that books are usually ordered like chronologically. So like when you create your review campaign, your book shows at the top, then like other people create books and then like yours goes lower. So if you restart a campaign, let's say like every week, then you have new chances of picking up like new readers because you'll show at the top of the feed. So that's something I do recommend like users do if they want to like really test out the platform. Like you can run like up to like maybe four review campaigns in a month, really like give it a good go. So yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, because there's no limit in terms of how many you can run in a month, or is there something like that?
On the $9 plan, $9 plan one, it's just that you can only run one book at a time. So like you can run it four times, but you can only have one active review campaign on Booksprout. On the other plans, that limit goes up. But yeah, so like you can run the book as many times as you want. You just can only have it at one at once. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for this refresher. And before we get into the cool news, the update of
Yeah.
the launch, can you offer some advice for authors who are thinking about using Booksprout? Like, what's a good strategy? I mean, you mentioned that,
Yeah.
multiple books at the higher levels, but what's another strategy that you've seen seems to work well for writers?
So there's a few things that you can consider like when you create your review campaign. There are a few settings to tweak, but like in terms of which stores you want reviews on, that can sometimes like affect the like how well your review campaign is gonna perform. So sometimes like obviously like you do want Amazon reviews, like they're great, but we do have some readers that have really like trouble like leaving their reviews on Amazon. Like they tend to like take like up to 7 to 10 days.
Right.
It's tricky, they get like blocked. So sometimes it can be really hard to get those Amazon reviews. So like don't be afraid to run like a review campaign without Amazon being required. That may give you more readers, like especially those
Okay.
who have been blocked or cannot leave reviews on Amazon. So it's up to you to decide like if maybe like Goodreads or BookBub or like other wide marketplaces like reviews
Yeah.
are worth it to you. But like this is an alternative for those that maybe have trouble getting like claims on like review campaigns where Amazon is required. So
And this being, of course, the Wide for the Win group, and
yeah.
of course, we're thinking about, hey, let's enhance our reviews on Kobo, on Google, on Apple,
Yeah.
on Barnes and Noble, on the other websites, to instead of just thinking only about that other
Yeah.
retailer.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And honestly, like as an author myself, like I found that When I created my review campaigns, I set two marketplaces. So like Booksprout is set up so that you can say like, hey, I just want two reviews, and you can pick from these ones. And like, I'm not as the author like specifying exactly which review platforms I want. I just say like, hey, these are available. I want two reviews. And honestly, like I ask for two, but I often get like three or four. So like, as an author who has their book on wide platforms, like I often get like Kobo review and Google reviews all as well. People are just like nice, and like they see those places for review being available, and they'll just go and leave the review everywhere, even though I just asked for two reviews. So it's worth like making sure that your links are working, that everything is in there, and you may get like the few odd like wide review even if you didn't like specify that you wanted like those. So
Awesome. Thank you. So, speaking of wide platforms, one of the biggest challenges that people have is tracking, keeping track of things, keeping track of how things are doing at different platforms. But Booksprout is launching something new and exciting that's going to help authors with this. Let's talk about that now. What are we launching and when?
So we are launching a new sales report tool, and the launch is happening on September 2nd. So yeah, we have been at work for quite a few years now, building this tool and making sure that it's really intuitive, really secure, really easy to use. Those were like our main focus for like what we wanted to do with the sales report tool. But yeah, it's called AuthorBase, and it's going to be launching on September 2nd. And we have a special promo price for the Wide for the Win community,
Ooh.
including a lifetime one payment plan. So you can pay $197 like one time, and you'll get access to all the features of AuthorBase forever. This is like to thank those early users for like believing in the platform and wanting to be
Right.
there like for a long time with us. So we do have a special pricing for you. That price will be available for all of October. So sorry, September, all of
All of
September.
September 2025 for those of you listening to this in the future.
So until the end of September, you'll be able to claim that special price. We may limit like the lifetime plan if we have like a goal of how many users we want on that plan. So like if we get close to that, we may say like, hey guys, you have 48 hours to like buy this, but like I don't think we'll get there, but let's be hopeful, and like that's a possibility. So but yeah, so we've been working on AuthorBase for like quite some time now, and it's finally there. Still got like a few little things you gotta tweak and fix, but it's becoming really useful. So
Have you been like sort of beta testing it with authors early on, be obviously before launch?
absolutely. We've been doing that since May probably, or maybe even earlier. We've had some like authors already in the platform and getting some like bug reports, and honestly, like every author that signs up helps make the platform better. Like we get a lot of little things that we need to tweak. Like our team, we do have like sales where most of us are authors, so we do have like some marketplaces that we can connect and like import data for our developers and stuff, but we don't have like all the cases. So the more people we have, the more cases we have, and then you know we got to make sure that like it works. So the developers like are hard at work, very hard at work, making
So
sure
how does
everything
that
works.
work? So I sign up and I either take advantage of this awesome lifetime, or there's going to be a subscription model, I imagine, or some other annual plan, that kind of thing. How does that work in terms of being able to see my data? What do I need to then do? Do I need to load things? Do I need to configure things? I mean, I'm technologically challenged. How do I do this?
So when you go to the authorbase.com website, you'll be able to download the desktop app. So at the moment, AuthorBase is only a desktop application, so it needs to be installed on a computer. We used to have a tool called DataSprout that was a browser extension that did like sales reports for just Amazon, and we learned about the limitations of a Chrome extension very early. So we decided not to do that for AuthorBase. So it's really like a desktop application that needs to be installed on your device. Once that's installed, you'll be able to like create your account, and then we have like a little onboarding where you connect your marketplaces. The way that you connect your marketplaces is that when you click on it, it will open like a browser window. You input like your login information, like it'll be the Amazon website, so you just log in the same way you would on Amazon, and then it closes and basically it like saves the information on your computer so it can like connect again to the platform and pull in all the information. Nothing leaves your computer in terms of like that connection. So like that only happens on your device. So if you install Authorbase on another computer, you'll need to reconnect those marketplaces to pull in fresh data. Like you can only
Ah, so that keeps
the
it
device that
local.
you're on, yeah.
Yeah, and that means that nobody's using my data, that I can use my
Exactly.
data and you don't have access to it as
Yeah.
well.
I mean, the once the data is loaded onto Authorbase, it is like saved on our server, so you can like access it from like the Authorbase website, or eventually like we'll have a mobile app so you can access it from different devices. But pulling in new data and like that connection is only happening on your device.
Okay.
So yeah, that doesn't leave your device.
Okay, and which what platforms so what sales platforms
Yeah.
can an author connect?
Yeah, we currently have Amazon, Kobo, Barnes and Noble, Draft Digital, and what's the last one? I feel like we have five. I'm missing
Apple?
one.
Did you say Apple?
No, we don't have Apple yet.
Okay.
Amazon, Google, Barnes and Noble, Draft Digital, Kobo. Okay, that's five. Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
We don't have Apple yet, but it is planned. And we do have plans to integrate with more platforms than what
Right.
we're currently integrating with. We're gonna go based on demand, honestly,
Okay.
from our users to like decide which platforms we want to integrate with next.
Right.
So far there's been a lot of requests for like audiobook platforms and like direct selling platforms. So
Yeah.
those are gonna be like probably the ones that we integrate with.
I can imagine,
Yeah.
yeah, as well. And I guess as an author who uses Draft to Digital for Apple, I'm happy
Yeah.
because I'll have my Apple sales.
Yeah. Yeah,
And will
exactly.
I be able to see the, because Draft Digital covers all my library platforms and stuff like that. Will I
Yeah.
actually be able to see the platform itself or the aggregator in my reports?
At the moment, it's only the aggregators, but we do have plans to like display by source basically. Like so
Okay.
like split Draft to Digital into the different sources that yeah, where the sales
Okay.
are from.
And you said it's going to be based on user request and user demand. So I
Yeah.
imagine if an author's like, "Hey, I love Publish Drive. I'm using Publish Drive. Can you incorporate my dashboard there?" That's probably, I guess, it's the request that you get that'll probably help prioritize that, I imagine, right?
Yeah, exactly. So like if you just like email us or comment somewhere, like I usually keep track of like
Yeah.
what is the most like requested. Like I mean, I have like the little feedback software that I use, and I like click plus one every time like I see a name. So like I'm keeping track of like all these demands, and it
Okay.
is pretty obvious at some point like which platform is really requested more than another. So we'll go through them like that way. But we do have plans to like integrate with quite a few platforms. Of course, like our team doesn't have like every single platform, so we may need like some help to connect some platforms. So if you know you want to connect Publish Drive, like we don't necessarily have a Publish Drive account. So if you're open to like walking us through the platform, like seeing how it works with our developers, like we'd be really like happy to do that so that we can integrate like faster.
That's cool.
So yeah, definitely looking for like volunteers around those areas.
Okay, you heard it here first. So if you are an author who's excited about these tools and you want to take advantage of them and you want to leverage them with a platform that you're using, reach out. And that's really good advice. So I reach out and say, "Hey, I would love to be able to use this. How can we help each other?" Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So I imagine because you've had this for Amazon, because you had the Chrome-based extension before, that you probably have reports that you know authors like to see. What are
Yeah.
some of the splash pages that an author would be able to, I mean, because being able to see your stuff in one platform rather than logging on to five or six different places, what are some of the reports that have been popular with your beta users or the previous incarnation?
Yeah, so we have like the dashboard that is mostly to see kind of a breakdown of what's happening right now-ish. Like it's I use it in month to day personally. That's why, like, I know some people want to see more like a today or a yesterday feature. We may add that soon, but yeah, we have month to day, like 28 days last month, year to date, so you can see kind of more an overview, something that you would look at more every day. But then we also have like the more like deep dive reports. So there's a reports tab that you can select like lifetime if you want. You can see like the whole your whole publishing career. And then we have reports for every type of kind of information that we have in Bookspot. So we have reports for like books, series, authors, countries, marketplaces, formats. So you can really see your data like through that lens instead of not just being like, okay, that book on that platform sold so many, like you can really like put it all together. What we found that people are really interested about is the series sales through chart that we have. So you can see all your sell through like all mashed up in one graph.
Right.
It does include free units, so like it's especially like nice to see if you have a free in first free in series. So yeah, you can see like what your sell through is to like book two, three, four if you have like a series. But yeah, there's just like quite a bit of information. You can see all your books separated by countries, by formats. Yeah, marketplaces, like pretty much everything. You can also tag books. So you can organize the books however you want, add tags, and then see reports on those tags. So if you want them to be grouped differently than we have on the platform, that's doable, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that you're building this and that this is just the beginning of
Yeah.
expanding into incorporating other. You've mentioned audio was one that was requested. And I imagine, I mean, there was a bit of a shuffling with Findaway in audio. So now that
Yeah.
that's landed, now there's a way to work with it.
I like even with Booksprout, we do audiobook reviews, and even there, like I'm kind of like it was Findaway, and then it was Spotify, and then now it's like in audio, and I'm a bit lost to be honest. I'm trying to keep up because I don't have
There's a
audiobook
great Publishers
myself yet.
Weekly article that just came out yesterday
Okay.
or earlier today that an interview with the audio people who are the people who founded Findaway back in the early days.
Okay. But
So
yeah,
that'll help.
there is a lot of changes, so I hope they like
Yeah.
settle things before we decide to integrate with them. So.
Yeah, but then you can have access to that and some of the other audio distributors as well. Well, this is really exciting. I want to thank you for offering a special deal for Wide for the Win members. Yay!
Yay.
That's
Yay.
so
And
exciting.
yeah, so we have the lifetime deal, but we also have just like a general 20% discount, like lifetime discount. So as long as you keep your account active, you'll keep that discount forever. And there is a bonus 5% discount that you can also get if you refer a friend.
Ah.
So yeah, that code is going to be like unique to each user. So you can find that in your billing page. So if you want to refer a friend, you also get an extra 5% lifetime as long as your
Awesome.
friend also signs up.
That is really cool. So this is launching September 2nd, 2025,
Yes.
and the offer is good till the end of September 2025 for those future listeners who are going back into the archives,
Yeah.
listening to this in 2027 or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you said you'll share the URLs with me so that when this actually goes live, we'll be
Yeah.
able to share those in the Wide for the Win. On the Wide for the Win page in the community, as well as on the Facebook page.
Yeah, exactly. Those links aren't like finalized yet, but I will be sharing them so that your community can use them for yeah, getting all those nifty discounts.
Awesome. Virginie, thank you so much for hanging out with me and sharing this great news for the Wide for the Win community.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Wide for the Win podcast. You can learn more about Wide for the Win, the Facebook group, and the community over at wideforthewin.com. The music for this podcast, Sax and Rock and Roll, is by Kevin MacLeod and was licensed from Incomtech.com.